Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep, stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of life in the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the Creator for allowing me to be. You can contact this show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can contact this show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search, type in We Talk Productions, and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic: how safe is the flu shot? The flu appears to continue to mutate and cause death at epidemic proportions. all are encouraged to receive the flu shot now made available at neighborhood pharmacies. Is it safe? From the CDC, Center for Disease and Control, a doctor in 2000 from Newswire in 2018 says, disastrous flu shots is causing deadly flu outbreak. Said, we have seen people dying across the country of the flu, and one thing nearly all of them have in common is they got the flu shot. That's scary. The CDC doctor's experience of patients dying of the flu after receiving the flu shot is sadly not uncommon, they say. So they say 8 on Santa Barbara County residents in an old folks home have died from the flu. I think this was the old folks home. Had died from a flu shot in the last fortnight. So 7 of them had the flu shot. So 8 people died. 7 of them had just received the flu shot. The deadly pattern, they say, is replicating itself across the country. Yet health officials are still telling people to get the flu shot, even though he says it does not work well this season. Health officials have started admitting that the vaccine is only 10% effective. The flu vaccine actually, they say, does not immunize, but sensitizes the body against the virus. The fact that it causes individuals to get ill following a shot indicates immunosuppression, lowering the body's ability to fight disease. So, he's saying it impairs your immune system. It makes you more susceptible to pneumonia and other contagious disease. So that's basically anything that your body has to fight off. He's saying that, that sickness that some people get from getting a flu shot is not a good sign. It goes on to say, in 1976, a significant number of those who received the flu vaccine acquired Guillain-Barré syndrome. They call it GSB. It's a disorder of the that has characterized by permanent nerve damage and even paralysis. So that's very, very serious idea. I'm sure nobody would want to attempt to save their life by getting a flu shot in a situation where they, are unable to control their limbs. So that makes getting the flu scary, and it makes getting the flu shot scary, even though everybody that gets the flu shot, does not develop Guillain-Barré syndrome. It's a chance, he's saying. He also goes on to say that pharmaceutical companies provide mainstream media outlets with a huge percent of their advertising revenue. Big pharma companies actually spend more money on advertisement than research. And he's talking about hundreds of billions of dollars on advertising than actual research on their product. In this case, flu vaccine. So he goes on to say, flu vaccines contain mercury, a heavy metal known to be hazardous to human health. Now, I was under the impression that was a stable for vaccines to increase the shelf life. But I was under the impression that they had removed, had stopped that practice of using mercury to sustain the shelf life of, these vaccines. But apparently, he says mercury is in the flu vaccine. Mercury toxicity can cause depression, memory loss, cardiovascular disease, respiratory problems, ADD, oral health problems, digestive imbalances, and other serious health problems. I think we all can agree that mercury is not good for us. I mean, you wouldn't buy anything from the store if you knew mercury was in it. That's mercury. That's that silver stuff you see in your thermostat. It's very toxic. It's not an organic compound, not anything you should be putting in or on your body. So Kate Armstrong from Britain Company says, here's what's behind this, the season's deadly flu epidemic, 2018 article also. Said, with nearly 4,000 deaths per week, the flu is wreaking havoc in the U.S. Most of the country is gripped by a massive flu outbreak, and the flu vaccine rates are estimated to be the lowest they've ever been in a year. Many people decided to skip the vaccine, although this year, likely because of widely circulated false reports that it was to blame for causing the outbreak itself. So they're saying that it's false. The flu virus or vaccine does not cause the flu virus. And other reports that question the vaccine's efficacy, combined with the high price of copays for flu treatment and a less typical strain of the virus, and you get a disaster. He's saying all those things are combined are contributing to these 4,000 deaths per week. So people are not getting the flu shots, and as a result of that, the consequence is that more deaths. Influenza is a living, changing infection. When the flu shot went into production, the flu itself mutated. Now that's a hell of a thing, because that means you're making something to fight one virus, and basically, if it's mutating, that's almost like a new virus. So I got something that'll knock down a wall, and all of a sudden it's a sheetrock wall, and all of a sudden it's a cinder block wall. Now it's mutating into something else that what I have may not be able to put a dent in it. So they go on to say in 2015-2016 flu season, the CDC reported that the flu stopped preventing more than 5 million cases of the flu. The flu shot prevented more than 5 million cases of the flu, about 2.5 million medical visits, and more than 70,000 hospitalizations. It was estimated that it prevented 3,000 deaths. Two clinical trial studies were performed to determine the safety of flu shots on elderly people. Studies, conveniently enough, were funded by Sanofi Pasteur, the vaccine maker. So the skepticism comes in here because it's like, you know, how you talk about the police investigating the police, you know, wrongdoing and inappropriateness, and you have, it's like you're investigating yourself. So that's why the skepticism. The studies were to be used as evidence of safety for the flu shot when given to elderly people. But both studies prove that the flu shot is anything but safe and is, in fact, a health hazard to the elderly, when more than 100 seniors died after receiving the flu shot. But according to Alt HealthWorks, the two clinical trials were conducted before Fluzone received approval, the vaccine. In the first study, 2,573 adults ages 65 and older received the Fluzone high dose, and 1,260 received regular Fluzone shots. Out of those, a surprising number of seniors, 156 high dose and 93 regular doses recipients, had a severe adverse event. They call it a SAE. A lot of little words here, the acronyms here. And within 6 months post-vaccination, at 6 months. In addition, 16 high-dose and 17 regular-dose recipients died between 29 and 180 days post-vaccination. But as the package insert received by unsuspected patient puts it, no deaths were reported within 28 days post-vaccination. So that seems kind of suspect right there that somebody would ignore these other deaths between 29 and 180 days. Or anything past 28, you know, they're saying no deaths were reported within 28 days post-vaccination. That's to say that if you live past 28 days after getting the shot, you're okay, or is it just a ploy to say, oh, well, we tested it for 28 days, you should be all right. If you die after that, that's something else that's causing that. So we don't know. You can read that any way that you think that you perceive it. In the second study, 15,992 adults ages 65 and older received the Fluzone high dose, and 15,991 received the regular Fluzone. This is interesting that they even experiment on these people like that with something that might cause them harm. Results show that 1,323 high dose, and 1,442 regular Fluzone patients had a SAE within 6 to 8 months post-vaccination. A 204 high dose and a 200 regular dose experienced a SAE within 30 days. That's 2 days after the 20 day of so-called period of safety. In addition, 83 high dose and 84 regular dose died within 6 to 8 months, and 6 high dose recipients died within 30 days post-vaccination. Now, that's of the same group of people that they're giving this vaccine to, so that's a red flag, you know, because on the pack, it says no deaths were reported within 28 days post-vaccination. But according to this information, you have plenty of deaths occurring after 28 days. So maybe these guys need to stretch out their period and monitor the people a little longer and see if the vaccination, influenza, Fluzone, is contributing to these deaths past 28 days. I don't know why they wouldn't do that. But then again, if it's money in the picture, you won't want to mess up that billion-dollar industry, which the vaccine industry produces billions, makes billions of dollars off the vaccine. I don't know. Maybe it's just another, you know, madman's way of making money. Is it population control? What's going on here? According to the Fluzone vaccine information sheet, none of these deaths were linked to the vaccine. See? They state that the data do not provide evidence of a causal relationship between the deaths and the vaccination with Fluzone high dose. That's what I'd say if I was selling vaccines also. I'm not saying these guys are trying to harm people to make money or not, but seems like somebody's not being cautious enough. At least we can at least say that. And if you purposely are not cautious enough, can make an assumption that it appears that you're trying to harm people for profit. So, pharmaceutical funded study finds no causal relationship between the deaths and vaccines. But people must sign a consent form if you get a flu shot from Rite Aid. I never did that before. I was surprised that they even had a flu shot in Rite Aid. I was like, I thought a nurse or a doctor had to administer that, but they got it in the pharmacy. So, and you have to sign a consent form. And it says, and this is a quote, he says from the, I've never read this. A sort of flu shot, so I never bought it myself. He says, I have read or have read to me the vaccination information sheet, the VIS. A lot of that going on. regarding the vaccine or vaccines. I have had the opportunity to ask questions that were answered to my satisfaction and understand the benefits and risks of the vaccine. I consent to or give consent for the administration of the vaccine or vaccines. I fully realize and discharge Rite Aid Corporation, its affiliates, officers, directors, and employees from any liability for illness, injury, loss, or damage which may result from. That's what the Rite Aid consent form says. I'm imagining that that's if you get it from somewhere else, I guess they have a similar form. That right there is scary. Like, accountability is just out the window right there. So, vaccines are the one and only product on Earth, whereas liability simply doesn't exist. Vaccine makers and vaccine pushers can act without regard for the welfare of life. And it seems that way with that statement from Rite Aid. I don't know. Anybody ever get a vaccine shot? Hello. Welcome to Provocative Thought.
Hey, Carlton.
What's up, Kenny?
How you doing? How you doing? Congratulations on the 100th show.
Thank you.
The 100th show. How you doing this evening, Carlton?
I'm doing okay. I don't have the flu, and I hadn't had a vaccination, so I guess I'm doing all right.
You know, I got the flu shot one time in my life, and I was, every year, I get these reports, the negative reports about the flu shots. And since I'm close to being a citizen, I'm not a senior citizen yet, but since I'm close to being one, it's alarming. It's alarming. But I just want to ask you, Carlton, are you surprised at these reports?
Oh, no, not surprised at all. It's consistent, actually, with a lot of other things that happen.
And you did a show one time on immunization on infants. And there are some people in the medical field that question the immunization shot. And how about this? How about this? You remember the Depo?
Right.
The birth control?
Birth control.
Yeah, the Depo. They put a thing in the woman's arm. Let me tell you, there were some questions about that. And you know this. All these experiments, it always going to the clinics in the African-American communities around this country. That is a known statement.
Right.
This is not Kenny Jones' statement. That's something that I have read several times, especially by blacks in the medical field itself. So we really have to be careful. And see, one thing about us, talking to the brothers and sisters, one thing about us is that they say, do this. Oh, we run and do it. No questions asked. But it's because it's coming from the professionals in that field. Only a small percentage of us really research, okay, what does this medicine do? What is this medicine for? And like you did a show one time on foods that cause different cancers and whatnot.
Right.
You know.
GMO.
This is great. Come and eat this. And we putting foreign substance in our body. You know, I'm not goody two shoes guy. You know, I eat certain things that I'm not supposed to eat and whatnot because I like it. I like the taste of it. But there's a lot of things that we put in our bodies from the medical institutions. And I just want to say this to your audience, Carlton. There are seven institutions in this country that is anti-African-American. Anti. You know, and white folks get involved, whatever it is, it's collateral damage. You know, so we have to be careful. Like, for example, okay, fast food. I know I'm getting off the topic a little bit, but it's correlated. It's correlated with the topic that you're speaking about tonight. Put things in our body.
Right.
For example, fast food. Now, I know families that eat fast food breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Especially children. I mean, I remember when I was coming up, there was no such thing as child obesity. But child obesity is through the roof. Look at the things they put in the processed foods. You speak about this like once a month, Carlton. Look at the stuff. They even said, even during this doctor show that come on, Dr. Phil's son, that come on in the morning, early morning, with this other doctor, and they said, if you can't pronounce the ingredients, do not take it. That's for medication. You haven't saw the medication commercials? This medicine is good for you, but this is a side effect. Hey, go on for 2 minutes.
Right.
I ain't lying. I might be exaggerated on the 2 minutes, but it just go on. The list go on. Like, should I be taking this medicine? First of all, why are they advertising this medicine? Second of all, how was it approved by the FDA?
Oh, that's easy. That's the easy part right there.
How was it approved by the FDA with all these side effects? How about the clinical studies? I know in medical science they run thousands of clinical studies. Well, they used to run thousands of clinical studies before they put it on the market because they don't want people to sue them.
Well, they did a little study on an old folks home and a couple of people died. I get this.
I always told you this. I'm a little bit paranoid. I'm a paranoid guy. You know, somebody come to me with a new drug that's supposed to treat this, treat an ailment or whatever. You know, where am I? I remember I was playing ball as a young man. You know, which I was pretty good at. You know, I just want to throw that in there. They used to give me these pills for my ankle injuries. I had bad ankles. Bad ankles. If I didn't play with a sprained ankle every year while playing ball, I thought something was wrong, literally. Right. I said, what is that? What are you giving me? I used to ask the medical guy, what is this are you giving me? But at the time, I was very careful what I was putting in my body. If it wasn't foods, I wasn't putting it in my body. You know, so we got to ask questions. We got to do the research. And if you don't know the word, look at the definition. And like Malcolm used to say, if you don't know the definition, look at the definition of the definition through the word. And we gotta stop being so gullible, because you gotta remember, you wanna know who one of the top earnings in the world, not in this country, no pharmaceutical country. They're not billionaires, they are trillionaires. They make trillions of dollars.
So are you suggesting they make money off of the carelessly off of the population?
Yes. They'll tell you that themselves.
Oh, like with the advertising.
Well, all right. Let's look at
may cause psychosis, neurosis, and so forth like that, right? Liver failure, stuff like that. They're telling you, that's a way of saying, I'm making money off of you carelessly because I'm giving you something. I'm telling you that it's going to help you with whatever ailment you have, but it may cause that same ailment and about five others. That's pissing on you and telling you it's raining. That's what you're saying, right?
Yes. Yeah. And also I want to say this. Like, I had a couple people in my family die from cancer recently. They take all these hold up. What that stage you got to go through, the stage you got to go through, they're supposed to kill the cancer cells.
Chemo.
Chemo.
Yeah.
You can't eat. You lose your hair. You lose weight. You're miserable. And they tell you the way to combat it, you got to smoke weed. Well, dang, man, you want to become a criminal to get healthy again?
Well, you got to move to one of the weed states, medical weed states.
Yeah. You know, come on, man. I mean, what you're treating me with, it burns out the cancer cell. It has been proven. It does burn out the cancer cell. It does.
But?
In some cases, in most cases, for a short period of time. But look at the side effects.
Right.
Look at the side effects. And I'm very,
I guess that...
I'm very, very skeptical of the food industry, the medical industry, the criminal justice industry, which got a seat on the stock exchange, where they make money off our backs. So, yeah, Carl, yeah, you're right on with this, man. We really, and I just want to know, like, the immunization they put in our babies, I don't know. Like, I'm a guy that into following the law until you prove to me that the law is really hurting me.
Right.
I'm that type of dude. And then I will speak out against that law. Well, it's by law that every child got. And let me tell you something. When white folks get skeptical about something, you better keep your eye open on that. Because they know something.
Right.
We're not the only ones that don't want to take our kids to get immunization shots. It has
right.
been proven that it has been articles that stated that immunization shot is not good for your baby.
Right.
But by law, if you don't get these immunization shots for your child, you're going to jail. Oh, you gonna have a case?
So let me ask you a question.
I took a workshop. I took a workshop years ago, about 20, 25 years ago, and they would talk about child abuse, right? They said in certain communities, they force workers on the family. And other certain type of communities, when they come knocking at the door of suspected child abuse and neglect, the person behind the door said, get in touch with my lawyer, and close the door. And nothing else is said.
People in communities of a lighter hue, that what you're saying? Or was that an economic thing, or was that a ethnic or color thing? What are you saying?
A little bit of both. A little bit of both. You know, Carl, you know for a fact they force people to participate in certain, how should I say, in certain programs or certain genres, in certain institutions brown and black people are resistant. to resist it. Oh, I don't want to do that. But if you don't do this, this going to happen. Just like when a cop pulled you over, you know, if you don't let me search your car, this going to happen. These are institutions. These are institutions, and I'm a believer, and more I read, and read between the lines. See, folks, you got to read between the lines, and you got to look at the code that are there.
Let me ask you this. When you got a flu shot, did you get it at a doctor's or a pharmacy?
I got it at a doctor's office. No, yeah, so but the doctor was at the clinic.
So did he read you the riot act on the flu shot? Like, this may cause this or that or this or anything?
No.
Anything?
No. No.
So you just trust him blindly, and he just shot a virus.
Oh, this is going to save you from the flu? Oh, no, he did say this. You might feel a little weary for a day or two, but you'll be fine. You know, so...
And I guess you were fine because you're still here.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I was younger then. We talk about, like I said, 15, 20 years ago, I have a flu shot. Because every time I turn around, when I know somebody that's going to get the flu shot, they're sick for a week. Oh, I don't want to be sick for a week. I got to go work.
Right.
I got stuff. I got to go coach. Well, then I was coaching. Right. I got to go coach. I got to go do this. I try to be sick. Well, forget to – if I get sick during whatever, I handle it with chicken noodle soup and hot tea and, the home-cooked remedies. But this had been going on since slavery days. From what I've read, they have been using African-Americans for experiments for different – clinical studies,
right?
Unannounced.
Right. Tuskegee.
In fact,
we know about Tuskegee.
Yeah.
That's a famous one.
Yeah. Oh, that's a famous movie about that. In fact,
right.
I want to say this: there are certain, I don't know how to say it in medical terms. I'm going to say DNA, whatever. They had used us as subjects to help other cultures. Some of our DNA cells have helped to do studies to help other cultures. You know, so, and that's been going on since the Roman days. I'm sorry. That's been going on for centuries. So it's nothing new under the sun. And I think as a culture, we have to start questioning. I'm not saying go take your medication. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is, question your physician. Question your psychiatrist. For example, another thing, talk about psychiatry. Look, they come to, you remember when Hal Dog was big at one time in the 80s, late 80s? Hal Dog was big. Oh, yeah, pump on Hal Dog. Kids. Oh, ADHD. Oh, everything's ADHD. Oh, pull him on this. Pull him on that.
All right. Okay, can we get another caller?
Oh, okay.
Let me get this call. You can hang on. You can hang around if you want.
All right.
Hello, and welcome to Provocative Thought.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello? All right, how you doing?
Wait a minute, hold on. I'm just listening in, and the information I'm hearing is really, it's very helpful, but I just wanted to chime in a little bit. Different cities have different rules. The previous call was talking about it's illegal not to get your child vaccinated. But in the city of Philadelphia, it's not illegal. I work in social services. I have several families, African-American families, who do not immunize their child. And, you know, to get their child into school, they just write a note stating that for religious purposes, they choose not to get shots, and they can still put their child in school, and they don't get arrested. It's not illegal.
Right.
But maybe different cities have different rules. I go to get a physical every year from my doctor. Can you hear me? Because I have a lot of static. I can hardly hear you.
Okay.
Hello.
I just
Okay, that's better.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's
I just
better.
Put Mr. Jones on mute.
Okay, that's much better. But yeah, when I get my physical every year, you know, my doctor offers me the shot, but he doesn't, you know, get into a big speech about it. You know, he just tells me what he feels is the advantages of it. But you know, it's my decision.
Does he discuss
whatever.
The disadvantages? Does he discuss the what could happen? What has happened to other people? That's the question.
No, not really. He doesn't. He just, you know, says,
right. So that's
do
the problem.
I want to get the flu shot, you know, to help prevent against the flu. And also he offers me a pneumonia shot because I had pneumonia maybe like 8 years ago. And, you know, he offers me that as well. But, you know, he doesn't try to browbeat me into getting it or anything like that.
He doesn't try to make you
also,
help you become more informed. He's not helping you become
right,
informed
no.
about the medicine that he's offering you. What he's doing is he's using his authority as a doctor to persuade you to take the medicine, to trust that nothing will go wrong or can go wrong. It's kind of deceptive.
Right, right.
But go ahead.
And I listened to this other doctor. He's a general practitioner at University of Pennsylvania Hospital, and he's on the local news once a week, and he really promotes the flu shot. And he will state that it only prevents a small percentage. They said there's so many different – this year, 2017-18, it's so many varieties of the different flu strains, and it's only supposed to protect, like you said, 10%. But all the other flu strains is you're just unprotected. But in, I think, the doctor's minds, they're just thinking that, well, a little bit of protection is better than no protection. But I know a lot of people who do get the flu shot every year, and quite a few of them, they don't get the flu. I've seen where babies might get the flu shot, and then they might have, you know, some flu, they call it flu-like symptoms for a couple of days. But, you know, I guess it just depends on the person. But I don't know if people are really educated on what it is that they're putting in their bodies. And, you know, putting mercury in your body is really not too smart. But that's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to – oh, go ahead.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about most of the U.S. public is unaware that a U.S. citizen by law cannot sue a pharmaceutical company for damages resulting from vaccines? Congress gave them total immunity in 1986, and that law was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court in 2011. There's a special vaccine court called the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program that is funded through a tax on vaccines. How do you feel about that? That, you know, they have immunity and through our court system, right? And
right,
you have to go
yeah.
through this. A lot of people never even heard of this National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program.
Yeah, I don't think that's really not fair to people, and I'm sure that doctors and pharmacists, when they administer the shot, I bet you they're not telling people all the facts and side effects that come along with it, and that's a shame. People, like you said, they're dying, and they have the flu shot, you know, and they're probably not educating people, and people probably would stop getting it if they knew what could happen.
Yeah, how much you let your mother get it if you knew that knowing that she might die from it?
Well, I've talked to her about it before, but, you know, she goes on. My mom's the type that she listens to her doctor and what he says because she's 80 years old and she's been going to him for a long time and she's not going to change her mind about it. You know, she just trusts in this doctor that she's been going to for about 50 years. So
yeah,
I've tried to talk
that's
to her
blind
about
trust.
It.
That's blind trust. That's blind trust. At
yeah.
least she should be able to make a educated decision based on all the information. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So, I mean, if you want to get the flu shot, get it. But do it based on all the information, not on the idea that, oh, yeah, this is going to help you. You're going to feel a little drowsy. These people wasn't feeling just a little drowsy, these senior citizens that they gave the flu shot. They not here. So, you know, and even I don't know how many it is, and I don't know if they consider it to be not so many, a number of people dying from the flu shot, therefore no big deal. collateral damage. But if that's your mother, your brother, your sister, your aunt, that's a problem.
Right.
You know
well, I'm hoping that she had her doctor. Maybe he has talked to her about all the risks. I'm not really sure. But she just listens to him, and that's what she goes on. It's hard to persuade her anything differently. But,
well, I'm not
even
suggesting that persuade her to get more information. That's all. She can make the same decision.
Yeah,
at least she made
it
an informed decision instead of blindly. Oh, he's a doctor. You know, that's not good enough.
Yeah. And well, that's just the way she is sometimes. But, when you get a little older, sometimes you get set in your ways. But, I'll try to get her to research a little bit more. But she hasn't had any problem all these years that she's been getting it. So in her mind, everything is fine.
She's fortunate. Yeah, she is fortunate. She's one of the fortunate ones. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for listening.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Have a good night.
You too. Okay, so listening audience, should be aware that, you can't, these people are basically big farmers lobbying to be to have this immunity from their products causing harm to you. That actually should not be. That in itself is a case of taxation. You paying taxes and not getting any representation because Big Pharma is paying to play. That should never happen. Your tax dollars, no matter how few, and your so-called political representatives should be at having your back against Big Pharma, not letting Big Pharma do what they want to do and have immunity from death that they cause. Come on. It sounds like they know that these flu shots can cause death. So that type of thing. We need to, hold our so-called political representatives more accountable for their decisions also. But that's another show. But it ties into this because apparently our legislative bodies are allowing Big Pharma to be exempt from any kind of lawsuit. And you got to go to this National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, which is funded through a tax on vaccines. So then you have to get an attorney to fight them. Because you cannot sue the drug manufacturers. That's something to think about. I don't know. Isn't that kind of like a good example of pissing on people and telling them it's raining? Anyway, in June 2014, again, some more cases. There's 78 cases were awarded settlements for vaccine injuries, with 55 of the settlements being for the flu shot, including one death. Most of the settlements for injuries due to the flu were for Guillain-Barré syndrome. Other flu vaccine injuries included chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy, rheumatoid arthritis, shingles, plexus neuropathy, Bell palsy, bronchioneuritis, transverse myelitis, lichenoid drug eruption, and narcolepsy. That's a sleep disorder. You could just be talking to somebody, fall asleep. So, lots of people, that's not a uncommon ailment. Shingles is not uncommon. Arthritis, these things are Bell palsy. These things are not things that we're not heard of. Maybe some of the other ones are, but some of them are pretty common in terms of I've heard of them personally. So they said hundreds of people are afflicted with Guillain-Barré syndrome every year from the flu shot. as seen in a report regarding this here, Guillain-Barré syndrome is a rare disorder in which a person's own immune system damages their nerve cells, causing muscle weakness and sometimes paralysis. I talked about that earlier. They call that GBS. Can cause symptoms that last for a few weeks. Many people recover fully from GBS, but some people have permanent nerve damage. And in very rare cases, people have died of GBS, usually from difficulty breathing, so you suffocate. So, the question is, what's going on here with the flu shot? You know, at least, I think we can at least ask our medical professionals, people administering the flu shot, to tell you the pros and cons for taking the flu shot. And I don't see the problem with that, so that you can make a more informed decision on taking that chance. If you take that chance, you take it based on being informed. They said the flu vaccine is big business. As Mr. Jones said earlier, it's a trillion dollar business. So yearly sales and flu vaccines exceed 134 million doses. Those are the doses. That's not dollars. While other vaccines combined total just less than 200 million doses. That's not dollars. So on Walgreens, 2013 sales report shows flu shots increased from 6.9 million doses in 2012 to 7.5 million. And I guess this is the 2013 past season. Does the flu shot, flu vaccine prevent serious illness? The media and most medical professionals often state that the flu causes anywhere from 3,000 to 49,000 deaths a year. CD website, however, states that this is just an estimate and they actually do not even know what the number is. Because in the United States, vaccines enjoy complete immunity from lawsuits in the marketplace. If you are injured or die from a vaccine, your family cannot sue the manufacturer of the vaccine. That makes it difficult to even connect death to a vaccine because you're not proving it. You know, once you prove that medically through the courts, that's not going anywhere. You know, other people can file a suit and file charges also through the courts. So, the package inserts on the flu vaccines, remember, show a multitude of side effects. This is Kenny was talking about again, including death. Package inserts for the flu vaccine show a multitude of side effects, including death, and yet they are marketed the same as over-the-counter drugs with no prescription needed. You know, why? This thing is deadly. It's being promoted and marketed. It's right over the counter. Now you can go to Rite Aid, get a flu shot. You don't even need a doctor's note, which I don't know if that makes a big difference if the doctor's not in helping you make an informed decision about getting a flu shot. So a doctor's note from a doctor who has not or will not assist you in making an informed decision, that's no better than you just running in and getting your own flu shot. So, you know, it's a chance you take, as a lot of medications that we take. We know we're taking a chance, but for your own benefit, it would behoove us all to read or to ask questions to investigate. Look up the medicines that you think you might want to take, somebody might want to prescribe for you. Read about the side effects. Read about the pros and the cons for that medication. You know? So they say while vaccine rates in the U.S. among children are close to 90%, rates in other parts of the world where pharmaceutical companies do not have immunity from the law for adverse effects are much lower. I'm going to say that one more time. While vaccine rates in the U.S. among children are close to 90%, rates in other parts of the world where pharmaceutical companies do not have immunity from the law for adverse effects are much lower. So that's something to think about. How, why is that happening? So in a partnership with Walgreens, the nonprofit organization, Shot of Life buys up the vaccines and sends them to these countries for free. And you know how it is, if you want somebody to want to get somebody's attention, just put the word free up there, you know, and they looking, you know. So that makes it attractive, I guess. And again, people might be subject to not reading or getting enough information about the things that they are doing. But then 6 months post-vaccination, we have another I'm going to skip that because I don't have much time. So we need to think about the pros and the cons of getting the vaccine. Doctors need to be more, need to be, I'm going to start from Big Pharma. Big Pharma need to be held accountable. They need to be accountable. They need to be somebody that we can trust. We take medicine and you're going to make something that's going to harm us. I don't care what percentage of us is being harmed by it. You have no right to do that. Make a safe medication for the public. Number one. Number two, you don't get to lobby to get yourself exempt from any kind of criminal or a civil pursuit of a product that you prepared for the public. It should be safe for the public. You know? Three, if you're going to get a flu shot, make sure you ask questions, please. Make sure you make an informed and educated decision about the medicines that you, especially the ones that you may not need. It's preventive, and maybe it'll save your life, maybe it won't. Maybe, you know, we don't know. Who's to say if you're getting a flu shot it's going to actually save your life? So please ask questions. That's all I want to say. So there are numerous stories. I got 1,000 stories about people who had adverse effects from getting the flu shots. So I want everybody to just remember, you know, ask questions. Look before you leap. All right? I want to thank everybody for calling in, those for listening in. I know this subject is probably, I don't know. I know I wouldn't want to hear this, but be mindful of the things that you put in your body, even the medicines, okay? I want to thank everybody again for calling in. I want to thank Retalk Production for allowing me to host this show. I want to thank the creator, and I want to thank everybody again.
You will not be able to stay
you
home,
guys,
brother.
Next week.
You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Hahn, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.